Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back in. It's hour two of In This League. It's the ITL boys over at InThisLeague.com. Right there, that's Scott Bogman.
Hello.
I always step over your hello. The first time I try to not, and I gave you space, you weren't there.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting the space.
Yeah, well, because I never think of it, because I'm just going through the motions, but then you always will do a hello under me, and I made a conscious effort to be like, all right, Bogman's going to do it, and we're going to give him the space to do his hello.
Like Austin Powers. Either way, it's bad.
Either way. But you can follow him on Twitter at Bogman Sports. If you are a college fantasy football freak, if you're an IDP freak or really anything in sports, Bogman will have you covered. You can follow me as well. If you like cursing laced tweets, is that the way to do it? I didn't know the proper way to say that. If you like a bunch of nonsensical tweets, just like how I'm speaking right now, you can follow me on Twitter at Is It The Welsh. We put a poll out just a little bit ago. Who's more unlikable? And we went across three sports. Love it. Lev Bell, Kyrie Irving, Manny Machado. Lev Bell because he doesn't respect you. Kyrie Irving because he doesn't like you. And Manny Machado also because he doesn't respect you. There's a lot of disrespect across the board. I think Kyrie Irving to me is the hands down most unlikable. And I think that doesn't hold for a lot of people. I actually don't disagree with you about Lev Bell. You know, like Lev Bell's just kind of doing his thing. Like what he did and the lack of communication and some of the lying and stuff like that really hurts. But from an unlikability,
especially when they find that old tweet about how he hates people who sit out.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's a lot of ignorance. Manny Machado definitely is unlikable because of how he treats other athletes and the disregard, and you know, just he's just kind of a punk. Like that's why people don't like him. But Kyrie Irving to me is just across the board just not likable, from, you know, the cursing out some media member about F Thanksgiving to his idiotic stuff from before.
You just,
I'm not gonna
never want to hang out with him. That's kind of how I judge it when I'm voting on this stuff. Like, who would I want to hang out with the least?
Oh, that's a good point. I'd actually like to hang out with Manny Machado.
Really? For what? So you could get hit in the head with a bat?
No, I mean,
get your ankle broken?
But also, like, I think teammates really like him, though.
You think teammates like him?
Yeah, his teammates like him. Do you think Kyrie Irving is liked on his team?
Bunch of tweets from all those Orioles saying, oh, I'm so happy for Manny Machado going to the World Series, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a good point. Either way,
there could have been. I don't remember them. They were not memorable. Who in Baltimore is memorable now that Manny Machado's gone?
A good point. Oh, that's a good point. I'm just saying, my vote is Kyrie Irving. Who is yours?
Okay, mine's Machado.
Okay, yours is Machado. We have the vote out right now. It's on my Twitter, at IsItTheWelsh. Between those three, 28% to Lev Bell. It was actually very close between Irving and Machado, but Machado currently has a 41% lead. Kyrie Irving, 31%. Just a little bit ago, those guys were 38% to 36% within. So the baseball crew is coming out. And I'm curious at your thought about this, because we're kind of in the hot stove right now. We had, what was the trade that just went down? Didn't we just have a trade?
A trade?
Yeah, didn't we have a baseball trade? The stove, the Paxton trade.
Box. Oh yeah,
come on, come on, bail me out.
Yeah,
man.
I'm in the middle of. I'm busy looking up who I want next in my slow pitchers list mock. So, which was okay, and then now it's just dead
with Nate Pollock.
Yes, right. Yeah. got the public apology.
Yeah, no, I heard about that. Must be nice. So you've got. You got the trade and the stove kind of picking up a little bit. There are two things. I don't want to go crazy into baseball here because I know people are still footballed in. But speaking of Manny Machado, I think it was John Heyman. I'm trying to find the report here that said it could have been. There's another guy that I always confuse with John Heyman. There's like two of the same guys.
And Rosenthal.
Maybe it's Jerry Krasnick. I don't know. But like, essentially what was said was between Harper and Machado, the Phillies and the Yankees will each have one of them. So like, like it's looking, and how people are guessing it right now is the Yankees are going to get Machado, with the Phillies being the ones that would get Bryce Harper, which would be just absolutely two huge, huge splashes of star talent changing teams, which we just don't quite see enough of anymore in sports. I think
Didn't the Phillies come out and say, yeah, we're going to spend a bunch of money. It might be kind of stupid. It wasn't that like a direct quote from someone inside the Phillies organization?
No, I didn't see that.
I'm pretty sure I saw that earlier this year. It might have been just the, you know, whoever's working the Phillies Twitter. It might have been from that, but I'll try to look it up and see who it was. But I mean, no one's surprised that the Yankees would wind up with one of these guys. But I think Philly, you know, because they're kind of on the rebuild a little bit, and now they're kind of deciding that the process is over. We're going to start signing big money free agents.
I'm kind of weird. Kind of
surprising.
Dude. I am still. I think I'm a little bit of a mark. I think Bryce Harper. It's got to be like a huge place to me. Like it's the Dodgers, it's the Cubs, or it's the Yankees. That's where I sit. I just don't see him signing with Philly. And I could be wrong, especially with all these reports. The Yankees, you know, I don't know if they can, if they could or would still go for that move of Bryce Harper, because it's going to take all the monies that you can possibly get.
Print money, so who cares?
Yeah, no, I mean, I know that, but I think, you know, also from just, you know, where they are, I mean, they've also got a lot of dead money they need to get out. Like, you're right, they do print money, but I mean, that team luxury is an issue, and a guy like Jacoby Ellsbury is a major problem.
Here it
with
is
that money.
Let's see. Phillies owner John Middleton. We're going into this expecting to spend money, Middleton told USA Today at the owners meeting this week, and maybe even a little bit stupid about it. We just prefer not to be completely stupid.
But see, to me, what that sounds like,
that's the owner saying, hey, we're going to go spend some money.
I don't know. I guess through the years of like dealing with this in all the sports, that almost to me sounds like we want everyone to know that we're in on Harper, but we know we don't have a chance. The same report a couple years ago when it was like the Phoenix Suns all in on getting LeBron James. Okay, like you can say that. It doesn't mean you're actually going to get there.
But in the NBA, you can't offer more money. You know, you can't front load something. You can't back load a contract.
Yeah.
It's just you have to have a structured deal. In baseball, you can say, hey, look, we're just going to give you more money than everybody else.
If you're willing to eat the stupid
luxury tax.
Yeah, luxury tax, which can get really expensive. Especially if you're in it for multiple years, and then you, I think you even start losing picks now, though, because of it.
Do you really?
Yeah,
I thought it was just money, but I could be wrong.
No, I think they've even like if you, I'm trying to think of the logistics around it, but it's something like if you've been in it for multiple years, you actually start losing picks. So it's trying to push for teams to be below it. I could be mistaken about it, but I kind of think I'm in a relative right there. But either way, all of this stuff, which is also culminated around the Mariners blowing the team up. Of Gene Segura and Edwin Diaz possibly being traded, for us, the Paul Goldschmidt rumors, where the Minnesota Twins and the Cardinals have been involved in it. I think the stove is heating up, and I think it's interesting and just random that we brought up the Manny Machado stuff, because, you know, Harper and him are the two biggest acquisitions that are looming out there. And if okay, first off, give me your
it would
your
lower
guess
their
on both.
Draft picks. I'm looking at it right now. So.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it pushes their draft picks down, right?
Yes, yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. So I was kind of right, relatively. Give me your prediction on those two.
On where Machado.
I'm
going to guess that Harper wants to move to the West Coast. So
really?
Yeah, I think so. I just don't know that a West Coast team has the money.
Dodgers.
Because like you said, but they've been in the luxury tax for so long.
Yeah, but the Well, that's a good point. But the Doyers could also, they could unload. They could unload some money, right?
I feel like Harper's going to wind up in LA.
I kind of want to sell it. You know, I'm going to go with my gut. I think the Cubs.
Cubs for
I think that's tough because Hayward is a absolute huge problem. Huge problem financially that they would have to take care of. But my gut is still Bryce Harper. Him and Chris Bryant, great friends. Great, great friends. Didn't he name his dog Wrigley?
Yeah, I think he did.
There's just something to me that I feel like that is a very likely landing spot. I think the Dodgers could too because they also have draft picks. But like they just had a guy. Like, didn't Ryu just sign a tender for like $17 million? Qualifying offer.
Like
so
that, yeah.
I think it makes it tough. I'm going to go Machado is a Yankee and because, you know, there's also going to be how much would he love to be able to play Baltimore as much as possible.
Right.
So I think that's a lock. And I'm going
to
say
I think
Bryce
Machado
Harper
to the
Cubs.
Yankees is a lock. I would pick that one, too.
OK, this is a tease, though, for the ITL Fantasy Baseball podcast kind of coming back. We'll be back full time in January, but we will have an episode or two in December, you know, maybe kind of leading up. Because when are the winter meetings? Do you know that?
They're in December. I don't know where they are or when they are this year. They're usually middle of December.
They are. Got it. It is Mandalay Bay Resort in Las Vegas, Nevada, December 9th through the 13th.
Okay. So there you go. We want to go stalk some owners and GMs?
I actually legit want to. You want to? Let's go. FNTSY, will you fund this for us? Please?
Let's go.
This independent. We didn't get our Christmas bonus, by the way. Did not get any confirmation that I'm getting a Nintendo Switch as a bonus here at FNTSY. I'm very disappointed.
Still
but
sitting here Red Dead Redemption-less. So.
That's disappointing. That's really disappointing. Mm. Maybe we should go out there. I will tell you this. We are going to have, however we construct it, there's going to be a new ITL Fantasy Baseball podcast before the winter meetings to kind of talk about what's leading up, because then there's a lot of stuff that happens through there. We'll have maybe one after.
We do it after the meetings?
I think we'll have one after, too.
Like when the, we're coming back in December instead of January. This is why we have 298 baseball podcasts. We're right around 200 on everything else because Welsh is like, we just stopped doing baseball last week. And he's like, I think we have one coming out in 2 weeks. It's fine.
That's too true. And I've been doing Prospect One. No, they're going to be shorter episodes. They're not going to be the normal ITL, you know, multi-segment, this, that, and the other thing. Huh. They're going to be kind of sit round table. Even if Bogman Camp makes it, it'll be me. I might have somebody on. We will have two smaller episodes in December, one before, one after the winter meetings, to kind of just do a little dissection of what's going on to set everything up going into January. That sounds reasonable, right?
Sure.
No, you're not with me.
No, it's fine. We'll see what we got going forward. So I'm just upset about baseball this year is going to be so miserable for us, you know.
Yeah,
the Granky is going to be gone, and Goldie's going to be gone, and
So you're in them. Both are happening.
And they're both going to be gone. Yeah, I don't see how you could not be in that camp. Well, why wouldn't you do it all at once? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, if you're going to blow it up, you got to blow it up. But this is something we talk about. Granky could. If you can get rid of Granky, that could enable you the ability to keep Goldie.
Yeah, it could. I just don't know that it would. You know what I mean? I don't know that that is something that they would do. So,
well, not when you blow it up.
No. Yeah, I think the plan is to rebuild at this point. They want to keep they're giving Hazen and Lavolo kind of the keys and saying, hey, look, if this is what you want to do, then we'll do it and we'll stick with you guys. But I just want to know what's going on. I think that's kind of what Kendrick has said. So, and they're of course exploring the market. Cause if you can't get anything for either of those guys, why not try it one more year? You know,
yeah.
That's what I would do too, is I would try it one more year. Cause I think it'd be easier to trade Granky next year. Obviously we wouldn't get much for Goldie, but we could hold Goldie and trade him at the trade deadline if we're not in it, a lot like the Orioles did with Machado. So
am I wrong, by the way, that like, does it feel like this coming, what is it, 2019, if you look at it as a whole, the free agency market for these upcoming seasons is going to be the wildest. Think of the stars that are going to be available out there. Guys like, you know, Kevin Durant that are going to make himself, you know, the 2019 basketball free agency, football with Lev Bell that's going to be out there. And then think of baseball that's happening right now with this coming season, it being the first with Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. I feel like the star power is bigger than we ever see in free agency, as much as it's designed to create parity across all sports. While at the same time, though, like the organizations and the leagues have kind of built a way where, like, there's really not. You know what I mean? Like, there's franchise tags, and then there's arbitration. Like, as much as free agency is there, it also keeps the best players out while teams are re-signing. I feel like 2019 has the most multi-sport big stars available in free agency than we've seen in forever.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, and there's just so many that we, you know, I don't keep track of contracts that much, but there's other guys that we're not thinking of that'll be free agents as well.
No, you're 100%
right.
That'll
be huge, but like, you just made me start thinking about KD. I'm just like thinking about where he could go, where he's not going to get yelled at fans on a nightly basis. Like, is there does that place exist?
No.
Utah?
Oklahoma?
They're very polite.
Utah. That's a good
Oklahoma.
Point.
Oklahoma. Well, he's tried that. So
that's a good point.
Been
that's
there,
good,
done that. The Welsh. Not going to happen.
That was completely. It's got to be a place.
Portland.
Maybe L.A. L.A. doesn't care as much.
How hilarious would it be if he went to Portland and then he could just...
And Lillard got traded away, too?
No. He went to Portland and he was like, remember when you could have had me instead of Greg Oden?
Well, how about him and CJ also? Do you remember the thing with CJ in the podcast where he kind of called out and then KD called him out?
Well,
something
yeah,
like that.
He said something about we're trying to win a championship and then KD just started laughing.
You're 100% right. It's just it's an interesting time in free agency overall, and I think across the sports it makes it more interesting than we've seen in a long time. So definitely something that we will continue to talk about, and we will be doing it over on the baseball podcast coming up to Bogman's chagrin. We'll be doing it in December a couple times.
Not my chagrin. I love baseball. It's just we got a lot going on right now. Yeah, it's hard to wedge something else.
We got a book we're working on.
Exactly.
Need to work on is actually more
need
where it is.
Yeah.
Need to work on more. But if you want to tweet us, you can
actually giving it up. So don't expect it.
Oh, giving it up? Okay, good. Excellent. But you can also actually tweet us. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? Love to know your take on where Harper and Machado are going to go. So hit us up on that front. When we come back from break, we are going to be breaking down our DFS lineups, DraftKings and FanDuel. Drew is going to give you all the information on what happened last week.
My guy, Drew.
Your guy. Yeah, Bogman's guy, Drew. We're going to build those up, so don't go anywhere. More Bogman on the Welsh coming up on the other side of the break.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
We are over halfway through the NFL season. Man, we are almost into the fantasy playoffs. And DailyRoto.com's NFL Optimizer has already produced millions in winnings for its subscribers, including multiple winners in the hundreds of thousands and a $1 million winner. And now, the NBA in full swing. The DailyRoto.com NBA Lineup Optimizer is now available, and subscribers are crushing it on a nightly basis. If you're hooked, you can buy the Daily Roto Elite Package, giving you access year-round to the suite of successful tools and projections that DailyRoto.com subscribers have been using to print that money in the NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB, and PGA Daily Fantasy. And when you sign up for the Elite Package, you're going to get the new NFL betting tools they've rolled out, including Against the Spread, Moneyline, Game Totals, and Player Props. Hopefully that thing said over on the Kansas City Rams game, because everyone printed money but Bogman and I. So head on over to DailyRoto.com, click on Go Premium, and check out the Elite Package has to offer. Check out what it has to offer. If you don't have a problem with winning money year round, you're gonna love it. Enter the promo code FNTSY for a special discount. Start winning today. I have a quote for you, Bogman.
Okay.
It finally happened. Bogman cashed twice, and the Welsh didn't at all. What a week for Boggs. Although he's not out of the red yet, he's trending in the right direction. Going to be tough this week with just a few games. Let's get that sweep. Hashtag in this league. This is from our guy, Drew Snyder, at Mr. Boom Shakalaka. Drew Snyder plays our DFS lineups every single week. And he plays, I mean, literally all four of them, each one of our DraftKings and each one of our FanDuel. Bogman has not had a winner in both all year long. He did it. You're still very aggressively in the red. But
Yeah. And what's funny was I knew I had a good lineup on Sunday. Like, I knew my team was pretty good. And then, you know, we do the Sunday through Monday, like all the way through the weekend lineup. And then the most points in Monday Night Football ever were scored. Yep. And I was like, oh, Jesus. You know, I probably had a good lineup, but with Tyreek Hill going crazy and all these other dudes going nuts, Patrick Mahomes with six touchdowns, like the highest over ever in the history of an NFL game, I probably got screwed right out of winning any money, but it looks like I was okay.
Yeah, so. I did. I guess I was garbage this week. I'm trying to see. It's you had what was the lineup that you had that was good? Was it? It must have been this one.
The Lamar one was solid.
Yeah, I'm looking at this one. I think this is yours. Is this David Johnson, Elliott, Keenan, Anthony Miller? I think that was mine. I think that cashed. What is he talking about? Trying to look at what you did that cashed here. But I don't see or understand any of this. But either way, you did well. You cashed. I had a bad week. Neither one of my lineups cashed, so that didn't quite work out. Probably because I wasn't super exposed to either the Kansas City or the stupid Rams game like an idiot. Unbelievable what my problem is. So let's set up for this week. Let's get at it. Do you have some deals for us for DraftKings?
Yeah, so for DraftKings, we have the quarterbacks seem to be very cheap. We got Mayfield at 5,500, Cousins down here at 5,500, your boy Nick Mullins at 54, Dalton Mariota both at 53, that Ryan Tannehill at 5,000, Bortles, Keenum, Carr, Darnold, actually Darnold's out, Rosen 4,500, and Allen are all 40, you know, below 5,000. So good deals there. So your boy Eli McGuire, the Welsh, 3,600.
Wow.
Did you get him in that lineup?
I didn't. I probably should have.
Josh Adams is at 3,800. That's a good deal. Doug Martin, Peyton Barber, Eckler, and Gore all under 4,000. Mike Davis, Geo are at 4,000. We got Crowell, LaShawn, Rashard, Edwards, all below 4,500. We've got Lamar Miller, Alex Collins with the foot injury at 4,500. Carson, Drake, Lewis, all under 5,000. And then Duke Johnson, Dalvin Cook, and Marlon Mack, 55, 54, and 5,100. For wide receivers, the Welsh, we've got all kinds of deals. Marcel Aitman, your boy from Oklahoma State.
My boy.
Is 3,100, the Welsh. Jarius Wright, Tajay Sharp down here too. Inunua, David Moore, Curtis Samuel, Callaway, Inman, all below 4,000. We've got Humphreys at 4,000. John Ross, I like at 4,100. Sutton's at 4,400. That's a good deal. DT is all the way down here. DT and Christian Kirk, same thing. That's what a horrible week will do for you.
Yep.
Then we have Kiki Cootie, Michael Crabtree, DJ Moore, all at 4,600. Tyrell Williams at 4,700. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, the Welsh, 4,800. Golden Tate at 4,800. D-Jax, Fitzgerald, Baldwin, Corey Davis, Lockett, Shepard, Brown, Emmanuel Sanders, all under the poverty line. And then there's also tight ends that are cheap.
That's it.
That's all the tight ends get. I'm tired of tight ends. Yeah, I just can't pick them. I picked Jesse James in both lineups last week. Zero shares of catches for Jesse James.
Maybe you need to start putting some money on some tight ends.
Maybe I do the Welsh. Maybe I will.
Spend on some Elijah McGuire so you can get some Zach Ertz in your lineup.
That's right. Maybe I need to do it. I probably won't, but maybe I need to.
All right. So let's gauge here for a second because gauge is a good reference if you get that. Old school. Handstands.
I think I don't know about gauge. I know about gauge.
Handstands was a big gauge bit.
I do too.
Okay, good. We're both on the same track. Tweet me if you know gauges, and we're like that version of Eskimo Brothers type of thing. It's very exciting. Let's gauge in here. DraftKings, FanDuel, where is your comfortability right now?
I'm much more comfortable with FanDuel again.
Okay, I am too. Okay, so then should we make a bet with each other against our FanDuel, not our DraftKings?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, we'll do that because I like my FanDuel too. So a big key here, setting us up that do not listen to us for our DraftKings because neither one of us like it, apparently. Though I have some consistent stuff here of what I'm doing. Let's start this with you, Boggs. Do you want to go position by position, like you say yours and you do mine and I do mine, or just do the whole team?
I like the whole team, so they can hear the whole lineup and go, yeah, that's okay, or no, I kind of don't like that. For me, I've got a quarterback that, well, you're going to be very surprised. You want to guess it?
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson as my quarterback. Then I have...
How much? Did you guys say prices?
He's at 5,700, so he's fairly cheap. Just above the poverty line, so that's good. Okay. James Conner at 7,800 and Josh Adams at 3,800 in my lineup. My wide receivers are where I spent. I've got Cortland Sutton at 4,400 as my cheap guy, but I got Odell Beckham Jr. and Antonio Brown in my lineup this week. My tight end is Cameron Brate, your boy, against San Francisco at 3,600. Gus Edwards is at 4,400 and the Bills defense against the Jaguars at 2,700. The well. So if you didn't get that, Lamar at 57, Adams at 38, James Conner at 78, Beckham at 88, Brown at 87, Sutton at 44, Brate at 36, Gus Edwards at 44, and the Bills at 27.
That's a pretty solid lineup, dude. I mean, your defense like kind of blows, but outside of that, I think
it's against Jacksonville, though.
I'm surprised you're not more locked in on that one.
I like it, but it's not. I do like my FanDuel better. So
okay. So I went with my guy. Who do you think I went at quarterback, Boggs?
I don't know.
My guy, the franchise, Nick Mullins.
Franchise.
At 5,400 versus Tampa Bay. I went a little bit more expensive, at least on one of my running backs. Then I took a deal. I took James White against the Jets, 7,400. This game will be interesting. I think Brady is in question. Gronk seems to always be kind of in question. And we talked about this over on the Fantasy Black Book. That, to me, I think you and Joe both like Sonny Michel on this game. I think this is a game where both of those guys could go off. Like, it could just be a lot of Sonny Michel and James White throughout the game. So
I do like Michelle, but he is a little banged up. So I don't know if I would use him in DFS.
Yeah, and I'm not. I'm going with James White. So James White, 7,400. Dalvin Cook, 5,400. I mean, we saw the usage that came in last week. This is not a bad matchup. So Dalvin Cook at 5,400. Let's go. I went with the same team and the same Minnesota Viking. I went with Stephon Diggs. It's the same game and the same team is what I'm trying to say. Stephon Diggs, 7,600. Antonio Brown at 8,700. And then I went all the way down to Antonio Callaway, 3,800 against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Hit me with it one more time. What's the overall team here?
Okay, so far it's Mullins, James White, Dalvin Cook, Stephon Diggs, Antonio Brown, Antonio Callaway.
Okay.
Then I added tight end, 3,600. I went with you, Cameron Brate, against the Niners. My flex, I got Philip Lindsay in the lineup against Pittsburgh, and then I got the Bengals defense against the Browns at 2,500. So
okay,
full
so
team. Mullins, White, Cook, Diggs, Antonio Brown, Callaway, Brate, Philip Lindsay, Cincinnati. I actually like it the more that I keep saying it. Like, well,
I think I like mine better, but I do like yours.
You really sold that.
I'm trying to think of, like, because I got two big dudes in my lineup. It didn't sound like you got two big dudes in your lineup because I got Beckham and Brown.
Well, I mean, is Antonio Brown a big dude?
Yeah, and who's the other one?
Stephon Diggs.
Is Stephon Diggs a big dude with Adam Thielen being back to 100%? They took him off the injury report the other day.
I also got Dalvin Cook and James White and Philip Lindsay.
You're playing that Viking staff.
Yeah.
Cook, I like the Cook pick. I like it so much, maybe I use it later.
Use it in the other line. Yeah, I mean, it's cheap. James White, Dalvin Cook, and Philip Lindsay. I have all three of those running backs with two studs. I did think about trying to do a lineup with Adam Thielen, but this allowed me to keep Philip Lindsay against your Pittsburgh Steelers is a half decent matchup. Like, I'm going to look here. Let's look at, do you like that matchup?
Not really.
No?
No, because I, like, this is the 1 week, and the Steelers probably lose because of this. This is, like, the 1 week of the year I've been fairly confident about Pittsburgh, and I don't know how much they'll run. Or they'll probably have to play catch up now. Philip Lindsay is more of the receiving back than anyone else they have there, so that's nice for his value. But I just don't. I don't know. I don't feel as confident. What?
I think they're with me. I pulled up, by the way. I didn't look at these before. I'm just pulling these up.
What's
now.
What's the cost of Lindsay?
Lindsay was $5,600.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, it was a good deal. And I got, you know, Cook at $5,400. So I pulled up the Fantasy Pros Week 12 running back ranks. All them rankers love to get together and talk about who's going to be the best. James White in PPR is the 9th running back. Philip Lindsay is the 12th, and Dalvin Cook is the 17th.
What is Connor?
Connor is 6.
What is, didn't we do this before? Well, we did this on the Black Book. What was Edwards? Was he 19 or something?
Guessy.
20?
No, he's adjusted 21.
21. And then what is stupid Josh Adams?
We're going to have to do some scrolling. Bogman, 33.
33, but he's also 3,800.
Yeah, he's super cheap.
And he led Philly with the most carries last week. So I feel like Josh Adams is almost too good of a deal to pass up. If you're going to get Josh Adams in that lineup, who would you pull out?
For me?
I'm not trying to convince you. I'm just asking you. Like if you went Josh Adams and you save $2,200 on him, or I guess you save $1,800.
I don't want to take out Dalvin Cook because I think he's too much of a deal, but I guess I'd take out Philip Lindsay. So if I did that, let's do that real quick. I'll take him out. Let me go put in, how much is Adams?
$3,800.
All right, I'll put him in. So okay, now so I'll take now Callaway, or let's see.
How much is Callaway?
Callaway is $3,800. So the best I could upgrade him to is Emmanuel Sanders against Pittsburgh.
Do you like that better?
Or let's do this real quick. I could put Callaway back in, take off Diggs, and then I could put, well, see, then I get into a quandary because then I could put in any wide receiver and I'd have money left over.
Who is your tight end? You're going with Bray. Can you put in a good tight end instead?
So let's,
you like those deals.
Here, okay, what do you think about, oh, actually, I like this.
You could do Kittle.
I could do this. I just put it, well, I have Brait in there, but I took out Callaway, and I took out Diggs, and I put in Thielen and Lockett.
I like that better, I think.
And I got a little bit left over, too. So now the team would be Mullins, White, Cook, Thielen, Brown, Lockett, Brait, Josh Adams, and the Bengals defense.
Do you feel better about that, or do you feel better about the other lineup? Because what are we changing? We go back to Diggs and Philip Lindsay.
Yeah. So if I put in, I actually.
And Callaway?
Getting in Thielen makes me happy. Like, I do like getting in Thielen. What? Get
it in. It's phrasing. I'm just saying.
I'm very excited to get it in, Bachman. That's all I'm trying to do.
Hey, you know, sometimes you just got to get it in any port in a storm, right? The Welsh.
That's all that we're really all trying to do, Bachman. We're just trying to get it in. That's all that
that's
we
right.
can do. Yeah, but see, then I'm in it. Because see, if I wanted to put Philip Lindsay back in and I kept Thielen in, then I'd have to be digging low at. Well, what were the wide? Were there any big old deals towards the bottom?
Well, you can look at my deals list that I made on the sheet, the Welsh. You go look at that list. DJ Moore's at $4,600.
I need more. I need more of a deal.
No Funches either? DJ Moore is a pretty good one.
No, I know. I might have.
Oh, I need more. Soon. You need DJ Moore. I thought you were saying, nah, I need more. Like, I need somebody better.
No. I need, like, I'm only have $3,600.
No, I'm done.
So,
okay. It's okay.
Well, what do you think? Do I go with the Thielen, Lockett, and Josh Adams, or do I go with the Diggs, Callaway, and Philip Lindsay?
I like the second lineup better, but if your first lineup is your gut, go with your gut. You know, I had this whole thing in the college fantasy football advice I was giving out this week, and it was between me and John and Justin and Blaze, and we all told this guy to go with Alexander Mattison over J.K. Dobbins, and at the end, he's like, I don't know that I'm that convinced. I'm like, well, dude, go with your gut. And he went with his gut. He started Dobbins. We'll see how it pays off for him.
Yeah. As long as it wasn't McKenzie Milton.
It was not Mackenzie Milton.
That you played. You were going against in two of your college fantasy football championship
games. Yeah, but I'm also an idiot, and I didn't read up on Isaiah Sanders. I just started him because he was going up against Colorado State's horrible defense, and he got benched halfway through the last game and didn't play. So I got a donut from him, but only 6 points, I believe, for Mackenzie Milton in one of my leagues. So
you have to give us the update. We're going to stick with anyone that this is for Drew. We're going to stick with Diggs, Callaway, and Philip Lindsay. I do like the change that we did, but just for argument's sake, that's a fun way and the way that you can also make yourself insane. Or better yet, it's also the way that you spend more money because you're like, well, I can't change it now. So I clearly need to do a second lineup with this new change. Because if you change it and then you screw yourself, you can't sleep at night. That's not what you'll be able to do. So it's for Drew and anyone else that wants to do it. There you go. Those are our DK lineups. So one last time, I have got Mullins, James White, Dalvin Cook, Stephon Diggs, Antonio Brown, Antonio Callaway, Cameron Brate, Philip Lindsay, and the Cincinnati Bengals on DraftKings with no money left over. Yours?
I've got Jackson, Adams, Connor, Beckham, Brown, Sutton, Brate, Gus Edwards, Bills. I got $100 left.
Okay, ooh, saving some money. All right, can't take it with us when we're gone, Bogman. That's what they say.
That's right.
All right. Well, when we come back, we are going to do the deals on the FanDuel. We're going to set our lineups out, and we are going to continue into talking about what is in store for us for Week 12. So don't go anywhere. It's more Bogman of the Welsh coming up on In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and
in this league.
Break it down.
Welcome back. It is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh getting back at it. We are doing some DFS lineups here. We just did a DraftKings. We are going to get into FanDuel. If you missed any of the show, make sure to go check us out over on the podcast form, which you can get on, where is it? You can get on Spotify, iTunes, really anywhere the podcasts are, you can catch it. Or if you do happen to be listening to us live, you want to make that little notification in your phone so you can do that in the future. We can listen to us on iHeartRadio plus the Fantasy Sports Radio app when we are live at 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network every Saturday. So you can do that. So let's get into it. We're going to do our FanDuel lineups here. So what deals do we have?
The deals over on FanDuel this week. Quarterback, once again, extremely light. Tannehill, Carr, Rosen. That's it. I mean, Darnold would have been in there, but he's 6,600. I don't know what McCown costs, but do yourself a favor and don't start Josh McCown.
Ever. Did you say Mullins?
I didn't say. Is Mullins below the poverty line?
What's the poverty line?
66.
He is 6,000.
Oh, that's right. He is a good deal.
He's a great deal.
You know what? He was so down on there. I just assumed that there were no more starting quarterbacks down there.
Yeah.
I need to go dumpster diving because he was below the likes. Who is he below here? Hold on. Now I have to look. So because I usually pull up at looking at these going like, the rest of these guys are losers. I can't do any of this.
I mean, he's in this. By the way, Brett Hundley costs the same amount as him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kyle LaLetta costs the same amount
as
him.
Matt Barkley costs the same. Kevin Hogan.
No.
Chad Kelly's not on a team.
Matt Barkley costs more than him.
Dude, Chad Kelly doesn't have a team. He broke into someone's house.
Yeah, I don't understand what's happening. Matt Barkley costs $6,300. Nick Mullins costs $6,000.
Kyle LaLetta's over here getting DUIs. He's at $6,000.
He could probably use that
$6,000. I don't know. He did something. Maybe it was reckless driving. It was something dumb, like the night before.
You see all those conspiracy theorists are like, you know, Eli set him up. I was like, that's great.
Yeah, Eli doesn't know how to set up the offense. He's going to set up He's going to set up his backup quarterback in a DUI sting? Give me a break. Come on. Yeah.
I mean, you know, those guys love to get ahead of the curve on stuff like that, you know, like totally not insider trading, selling all your Papa John shares before the company goes down, you know, that type of stuff.
Well, what did they know, that Papa John was going around screaming racist epithets everywhere?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, did. Probably going around the company like, this is about to get leaked to the press. And Peyton Manning's like, sell, buy, sell.
That is pretty funny. It's like, well, yeah, they finally started hanging out with Papa John, and they're like, we got to get the hell out of here.
This guy's a problem. He's like, this guy is Papa a problem. John, to
my teammates hate him.
Papa John reminds me of the guy from Silicon Valley who he's like, this guy likes to, you know, that guy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He's like the
guy in the Lamborghini just all the time.
Yeah, he's trying to get that one more zero. Yeah.
He's like, this doesn't work for me.
He's trying to get in the 7-0 club. Like, that's all he's looking for. Like, that type of thing. I love that guy. That's Papa John to me.
I just can't even describe what Papa John is to me. So. Yeah,
that's true. I don't want him to describe it either. So the key is Nick Mullins is the best value here. And unfortunately, probably going to have a lot of exposure playing because of that price.
Well, yeah, and I feel like Nick Mullins at 6,000 going up against the Tampa Bay defense is just too good of a buy. You know what I mean? That's how I felt about Josh Adams.
Is it too good to be true, or is it too good of a buy?
No, it's like I would take Nick Mullins at 6,000 over the Josh Adams at 3,800 on the other one. So, that's just way too good for me. Anyway, some running back deals we have here, the Welsh. Eli McGuire is a 4,900. To get him in here?
Who? Eli McGuire?
Eli McGuire, 4,900.
I did not.
Okay. Mike Davis at 5,300. The big jump. There's a $400 jump here. Davis Richard / Charlie Garner is at 5,300. Gus Edwards at 5,300. Eckler's down here at 5,400. We've got Crowell and Drake at 55. Gore and Duke Johnson and Deion Lewis at 56. Josh Adams bumps up to 57 over here. Peyton Barber 58, McCoy 58. We've got Doug Martin at 6,000, Collins at 6,200, Cook another good deal over here, 6,300, Carson 6,400, Miller 6,400, Breida 6,400, Michelle 6,600. So just under. But we have tons and tons of wide receivers here. I actually bought one of these really low ones here. I bought
one of these poverty-stricken wide receivers?
In the arms of an angel for just $4,800. You can put Marcel Aitman on your team so he can actually eat.
Ew, did you put Marcel Aitman in your lineup?
I did.
Gross.
Everyone's hurt. Everyone's hurt in Oakland. There's no wide receivers left. He played, I believe, 58 of 61 snaps last week. So there's going to be opportunity. So very, very cheap. And Noon was down there at 5,100. So is Goodwin. Zay Jones, 51. John Brown, 51. Marquez Valdez-Scantling at 52. Tajay Sharp, also Inman, 52. Stills, DT at 53. Crabtree, Sutton are at 54. Kuti and Ross at 56 with Kirk and Humphreys as well. DJ Moore. I didn't get DJ Moore in either one of my lineups. I'm kind of surprising myself.
What's wrong with you?
Maybe I'll have to. Maybe you go first this time and I could possibly have to readjust.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to tell you how you put a DJ Moore in your lineup.
Oh, snap. David Moore is at 5,800. Then just at 6,000 and above is Shepard, D-Jax, Corey Davis, Jarvis Landry, Tyrell Williams, Larry Fitzgerald, Lockett, Baldwin, and Tate. And then there are also tight ends that play in FanDuel.
There are tight ends that play in FanDuel. Okay, so I'll give you my lineup here, and then we can talk through if there's any adjustments. I don't even want you to tinker, though. Let's tinker on air, because I want to hear what your lineup is.
I don't think I can tinker. Well, yeah, maybe I can.
All right, well, we'll get to tinkering here. We'll tinker in a second here. Tinker, Taylor, Soldier, whatever. Remember that weird movie? At quarterback, I have the $6,000 man, Nick Mullins. He's against Tampa Bay, and he's in my lineup. My running backs, I have got James Conner, 7,900 against the Denver Broncos, and Matt Breida versus Tampa Bay, 6,400. So a couple 49ers in here. Wideouts, I went one big on T.Y. Hilton, 7,500, and then I went cheap, D.J. Moore at 5,800, and Demaryius Thomas against Tennessee at 5,300. This allowed me a lot of extra money. So I ended up spending it really big at tight end and flex. As a matter of fact, two of the most expensive players at their position, Zach Ertz at tight end, 7,600.
Boom.
And Saquon Barkley at flex, 9,000, nice. With the Colts defense at 4,400.
Why do you put, who's your loser running back that you have?
Biggest loser, you know, I guess, Breida.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's really Breida is your flex. And Saquon and Connor are your guys, right?
Well, like what I like to do is I like to kind of set the bare bones of where my running back is at. And then when I get to flex, I'll see what
building,
I can adjust.
But
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you got to adjust that so it makes more
but
sense.
But it definitely sounds sexier when I say Saquon at flex.
Yeah, the most expensive player is your flex.
Yeah. So it is Nick Mullins, James Connor, Matt Breida, T.Y. Hilton, DJ Moore, Demaryius Thomas, Zach Ertz, Saquon Barkley, Colts defense.
So I bought the same $6,000 man as you did, Nick Mullins.
Hey, look at that.
I also have Saquon Barkley in my lineup at 9,000 at running back. I have Dalvin Cook at 6,300. And then I told you I have Marcel Aitman, and I doubled up on this lineup just what I did in DraftKings. I've got AB and OBJ as my wideouts next to Marcel Aitman because he's so cheap. And then I've got Cameron Brate again against San Francisco. I just think Tampa Bay is going to have to play catch up all day, and Winston loves Brate. My flex is Keenan Allen, and my defense is Jacksonville. So I think
so. Run it by me one more time. Run it by me.
So that is Mullins, Saquon, Cook, AB, OBJ, Marcel Aitman, Cameron Brate, Keenan Allen, and Jacksonville defense.
Boy, I like your team a lot. I don't know if I want to bet it. I don't know if I want to do a bet here. That's a really good team. So where you really wanted to get DJ Moore in though?
Well, yeah. Well, let's see what we can do here because I'm going to take out Keenan Allen.
All right.
And I'm going to put in
how much
DJ
was he?
Moore. He was 7,700.
And you're going to put DJ Moore in at flex, or is your third wideout? Why don't you do this, Boggs? Why don't you take Aitman out and put DJ Moore in at your third wideout and then play with your flex?
Right. That's
why
what
don't
I'm,
you play with that, take your flex out and play it with
take
it for
your
mommy?
Flex out and throw it around for
why
mommy?
Don't you play with your flex around for mommy?
All right. So let's see what we can do.
So third wideout is now DJ Moore. How much do we have left for flex?
All right, we have 6,700.
Ooh, that's the money. So I'm looking here. There are no players at 6,700. Amazingly, you could get Sony Michel, Golden Tate, Doug Baldwin. Maybe Matt Breida. Ooh, could get Breida in at 6,400.
No.
No. Okay. No.
No, I don't think I like Breida against Tampa Bay. I just.
What about Sony Michel?
They might be up so big. I like Sony Michel, but he's banged up. And I even said that in the last segment. I don't think that I would put him in because of the banged upness.
Now, what if you take a little bit away from your tight end or defense and you go up a tiny bit, you could get a guy like Philip Lindsay or Marlon Mack in the lineup. What's your tight end and defense?
Well, my tight end is Brate. So
and then who else?
I'm not spending nothing on him. I got Jacksonville at 4,800, but I really like that. I feel like I'm going to forget what I had the first time.
No, I remember. You have Jacksonville. Okay, so take out Jacksonville defense.
All right.
And now where are you at?
I'm at, well, I need two spots now. I need a defense first, but I'm at,
Let's do this. Do you like apples? Yeah. Philip Lindsay at 6,800 or Marlon Mack at 7,000 or Juju at 7,200. Where do you want to go? Or even Aaron Jones at 7,300.
Can I afford all these guys?
Well, we'll make it work.
Let's go with, give me the options again.
So this is, you got to know, like you're going to, you know, your defense will be the sufferer here. Philip Lindsay at 6,800, Marlon Mack at 7,000, Juju at 7,200 or Aaron Jones at 7,300.
Probably Juju.
Okay. So put in Juju.
Okay.
So now how much do you have for defense?
I got 4,300.
So you can go and put in New England versus the Jets, which that seems like a great one.
That does. I kind of like Buffalo, though, against Jacksonville.
Come on, you loser. Don't put them in.
Why?
Put in New England, Buffalo.
Yeah, it is Josh McCown.
Come on. Come on, guy.
Yeah, that's fine.
So now, what, do you have 100 left?
I got zero. That's good.
Look at that.
Oh, man. Do I like this better, though?
Read it off.
It's Mullins, Barkley, Cook, AB, DJ Moore, OBJ, Cameron Brate, Juju, and New England defense.
That's a way better team.
You know, I think I want to change this flex to a deal instead of Juju and fix Dalvin Cook up.
All right.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, like, who are you thinking? You want to get in, like, a McCaffrey?
Who's a cheap? First, I got to find a cheap flex here.
Like, how cheap?
Maybe pretty cheap. I do like the Marcel Abel.
Josh Adams is 5,700.
Okay, well, let's do that. Let's look at that real quick.
You love
so
him.
Let me get Juju out of here and put Adams in, because I do like Adams this week.
Isaiah Crowell down at 5,500.
Let's see. Let's put in Adams.
Oh, Gus Edwards at 5,300.
Then let me see 5,300.
Yeah, Gus Edwards.
Let me do Adams real quick.
Right.
Okay, so we got 8,000 to spend on a running back.
I mean, that's
that could give me
a changer.
DJ, James Conner, Nick Chubb. James White.
Yeah, you're just short of Leonard Fournette. You can't get McCaffrey. You'd have to. If you went Gus Edwards, you might be able to get McCaffrey.
I don't think I would. Well, let me make sure, because if I could, I absolutely would.
Because what is the guy you have in right now?
Edwards is 53. That gives me 8,400.
Yep, that is Christian McCaffrey money.
Oh, boom. Let's go.
So what's the lineup now?
McCaffrey, and then, hold on, let me put Adams back in my flex spot. Or who was it? It was going to Edwards, right?
Yeah.
Edwards. Boom. Okay. So, and I am going to go with this lineup. I do like this better.
All right.
It is Nick Mullins, Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham Jr., DJ Moore, Cameron Brate, Gus Edwards, and the New England Patriots defense.
That's really good.
Is our bet off now? Did we spend too much time going over my lineup?
Yeah, we put too much attention into your lineup here. So, I mean,
we got like 2 minutes left. We can put some, what could you adjust? Give me your lineup again.
My lineup is not even close. Like, I look at your lineup and I'm like, how did yours get all sexy? I've got Nick Mullins, James Conner, Matt Breida, T.Y. Hilton, DJ Moore, Demaryius Thomas, Zach Ertz, Saquon Barkley, and Colts defense.
Why do you have the Colts defense? Who are they playing?
The Dolphins.
That's not bad.
I like that one. I mean, I've got expensive tight end, expensive flex. I think this is a well-rounded lineup.
What if you took Ertz out of there and went with your normal loser like Jonnu Smith or something?
Jonnu Smith. I don't want to go with Jonnu Smith. I mean, I could do something like, let's see. Ooh, Jared Cook maybe. Let's put in Jared Cook. Maybe take out Demaryius Thomas. That would give me 7,300.
Yeah, because Demaryius Thomas, I think, is the albatross here, because he could be a huge hit, and he's so cheap because he had the zero catches last
week. I actually like this a lot better. Here's the adjustment. Okay. So now I took out Ertz for Cook, and then I took out Demaryius Thomas and put in Stephon Diggs.
I like that much better.
Yeah, so
much.
Mullins, Connor, Breida, Hilton, Moore, Diggs, Cook, Barkley,
now,
and Colts.
I'm going to give you a stat that is going to make you hate what you just did. Uh-oh. I believe that the Giants are giving up the most points to tight ends this year.
That's good. Oh, no, that's not good. Because of Ertz. You right. Son of a bitch.
I'm not trying to make you double guess. I'm just trying to give you all the information.
I'm going to go with this lineup.
Okay.
This is the one. Jared Cook. The man, all the cook. I should get Dalvin Cook in here and just all the cooks in the kitchen.
Too many cooks in the kitchen.
All of them in the kitchen. All right. When we come back in the final hour here, if you're still with us and you're mustering through, we're going to get into week 12. We're already three games down because of the wonderful Thanksgiving Day game. We've got, I think, two on bye, but we still got a very, very good slate of games. So we are going to get into that. We're going to be breaking them all down. We got to look at what in God's name our over-unders look like. I mean, it can't be good, right?
We can't skip that. I mean,
like,
it was a bad week
it?
For everyone.
Hey,
I'll just say
Bogman,
that before we get to
you
it.
You know what? Let's do this. We've got about 15 seconds. Why don't we get it in here so the people listening next won't hear it? We were not good in both. We were not good in both.
Yeah, it's 3-9, 4-7 for me, 4-8, 4-7 for the Wild.
That's not good. That's not great. So, oh boy, we're going to get through that. It was a weird week, though. I heard a lot of people saying, like, it was a weird-ass week. And we made one of our worst calls of all time, too, by the way. Thank you, Monday Night. So when we come back, well, we will not talk about that. We will talk about the actual games themselves. We'll talk about this week's over-unders. We'll talk about some of the latest in the news on these games. So don't go anywhere. It's more Bogman of the Wells for In This League. Hour 3 coming up. We'll be back with you.